In sports last night, locally in wrestling action, in a double duel at Clarinda Academy last night, it was Clarinda Academy down in Griswold 36-24. Southwest Valley out wrestling Griswold 57-12. Southwest Valley also defeated Clarinda Academy 40-27. Four team meet at Woodbine last night saw Exira EHK beat Woodbine 37-36. Maple Valley topping Exira EHK 45-18. Westwood over Exira EHK 72-12. Westwood also beat Woodbine 54-24, and it was Woodbine over Maple Valley 42-36 last evening. Also in a double duel at Boone last night, it was Boone over Denison 51-24. Carroll falling to Boone 39-33. Carroll bounced back to beat Denison 53-27. In a double duel at Bedford last night, it was ACGC over Bedford Lennox 42-36, and ACGC topping Coon Rapids Bayard 43-33. Coon Rapids Bayard also defeated Bedford Lennox 48-30. Also at Martinsdale St. Mary's last night, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's a winner over Nottoway Valley 66-6. Martinsdale St. Mary's also beat Pleasantville 57-24. Pleasantville over Nottoway Valley 41-10 in the other part of that double duel. In high school girls basketball play last night at the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Clarinda over Southwest Valley 55-47. From the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia, a winner over Booyer Valley 69-41. Underwood beat Thomas Jefferson 60-46. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston, a winner over ACGC 57-49. Also from the Corner Conference, Sydney falls to East Atchison 55-47, while Fremont Mills was defeated by Johnson-Brock 42-31. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Central Decatur beat Lennox 75-41, Panorama over Martinsdale-St. Mary's 60-23. In boys basketball last night, games involving Hawkeye 10 Conference teams saw AHSTW defeat Shenandoah 74-27. It was Clarinda over Southwest Valley 70-64. In the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia topping Booyer Valley 81-75. In the Rolling Valley, ACGC defeats Glidden-Ralston 63-61. From the Corner Conference, Sydney over East Atchison in overtime 57-54. And in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Central Decatur beat Lennox 61-30 in boys basketball last night. In men's college hoops, Iowa State's perimeter play took over in the second half as the Cyclones outscored Iowa 48-37 in an 84-78 victory. Freshman Lindell Wigginton scored a game-high 24 points as the Cyclones erased a five-point halftime deficit.
Great rivalry game. Hilton was amazing tonight, and that was our guys, this team's first taste of what Hilton's really like. You know, terrific. Proud of the guys. You know, as a character check in the second half, because the first half we weren't great defensively. Too many offensive rebounds, really, for the whole game. But we did a better job locking in defending the second half.
That was Iowa State's sixth straight win as the Cyclones improved to 6-2.
This was a great win. And like I told the guys in the locker room, I just said to media, there's nothing better than doing something for somebody else. And tonight, these guys made a lot of people in Cyclone Nation happy. Just all the fan base, the alumni, the university. This is a great night.
By the way, that's head coach Steve Prohme. Iowa lost despite winning the battle on the glass 53-31. The Hawkeyes committed 18 turnovers, and they led to 28 Cyclone points.
You know, you can't have 12 turnovers in a half. And we had six early, and then didn't have one the rest of the half, so we were up five. You know, but in the second half, we had 12 turnovers, too many against a team like this on the road.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. It was the third straight game the Hawkeyes finished with 18 turnovers.
In some ways, you got some guys who are playing a little bit tentative, so you got to encourage them to move it or make an aggressive play. You know, we tried to talk about this being a one-dribble kick game, and a couple times we drove it into gaps and held on to it too long, got it poked, ran out of real estate, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, you show it to them on the film and you hope they learn from it.
Jordan Bohannon led Iowa with 19 points, while freshman Jack Nungy added 16 points and 8 rebounds. Nungy says the Hawkeyes need to start limiting their mistakes.
It's tough. You know, we gotta work on that. We had a stretch in the first half. You know, we started with 6 early, but then we went the rest of the half without getting any, and we really got to work on those moments. You know, there was times in the second half where we were just, you know, losing our our focus and turning the ball over when we really didn't need to.
Iowa's now 4-6 on the season. Also in men's college hoops last night, Northern Iowa rallied from a 7-point deficit in the final 8 minutes to beat University of Texas Arlington 62-58. UNI used a 16-2 run to turn that deficit into a 59-52 lead with 2:54 left as the Panthers made 6 straight field goals during that run. Clint Carlson led the Panthers with 24 points last night. In top 25 men's college hoops, Purdue was the only top 25 men's basketball team in action Thursday in the 21st-ranked Boilermakers cruise to an 80-50 rout of Valparaiso. South Carolina State player who collapsed on the court during a game at North Carolina State last week has now been released from the hospital. A hospital spokesman has confirmed in an email to the Associated Press that Tavoris Solomon has been discharged. The redshirt senior collapsed near the team's bench during the first half of South Carolina State's 103-71 loss on Saturday. In college football news, Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield has received a few more postseason honors. Mayfield is the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year after completing 71% of his passes for 4,340 yards, 41 touchdowns, and just 5 interceptions for the 12-1 Sooners so far this season. He easily outpointed Stanford running back Bryce Love and becomes the 4th Oklahoma signal caller to capture that honor. Mayfield also is the winner of the Walter Camp Award, given to the top college player of the year as chosen by the nation's Football Bowl subdivision coaches and sports information directors. He came away with the Davey O'Brien Award for the nation's best quarterback and the Maxwell Award for the outstanding collegiate player. Mayfield is among the finalists for the Heisman Trophy, along with Love and reigning Heisman recipient Lamar Jackson of Louisville. Love didn't come away empty-handed Thursday, taking the Doak Walker Award for the outstanding college running back. Love rushed for 1,973 yards and 17 touchdowns this season. There were a few other college football awards handed out on Thursday. Alabama's Minka Fitzpatrick is the winner of the Chuck Bednarik Award for the outstanding collegiate defensive player, and the Jim Thorpe Trophy is the nation's best defensive back. Fitzpatrick is the second straight Crimson Tide player to win the Bednarik Award, following Jonathan Allen. The Fred Biletnikoff Award as the outstanding receiver has gone to James Washington of Oklahoma State. Houston defensive tackle Ed Oliver has come away with the Outland Trophy as the outstanding collegiate interior lineman. Georgia's Roquan Smith has been voted the Butkus Award, given to the nation's best linebacker, while Utah's Matt Gay has won the Lou Groza Collegiate Place Kicking Award, and the Ray Guy Punter Award went to Michael Dixon of Texas. Well, Tennessee's lengthy search for a head football coach is finally over. The Volunteers have chosen Alabama defensive coordinator Jeremy Pruitt to take over for Butch Jones, who was dismissed last month. The hiring comes 6 days after former Tennessee football coach Philip Fulmer was named the athletic director and put in charge of that coaching search. Mike Riley is returning to Oregon State, this time as an assistant on new coach Jonathan Smith's staff. Riley was most recently the head coach at Nebraska after twice serving as the Beavers' head coach. He is Oregon State's all-time winningest coach with 93 victories. South Alabama hired Central Arkansas coach Steve Campbell to lead its football program. Well, the Atlanta Falcons are back in the hunt for the NFC South title after grinding out a win over the New Orleans Saints. Deion Jones made a leaping interception in the end zone with a minute 25 left last night to secure the Falcons' 20-17 win over the Saints. Drew Brees had just marched New Orleans to the Atlanta 11 before Jones allowed Atlanta to improve to 8-5, one game behind the division-leading Saints. Matt Bryant's 52-yard field goal broke a 17-all tie with 3:49 left. Matt Ryan was picked off 3 times, but tossed a game-tying 8-yard scoring pass to Mohamed Sanu, 5:05 into the fourth quarter. Carolina will move into a tie with the Saints if the Panthers beat the Vikings in Charlotte on Sunday. In other NFL news, the Chiefs placed pass rusher Dee Ford on injured reserve with an ailing back and signed defensive tackle Justin Hamilton on Thursday night, 3 days before a crucial game against Oakland. Ford had been hobbled most of the season, missing a pair of games in September and October before hurting his back October 30th against Denver. The Chiefs had been hoping that he would be able to play again this season, but time ran out on the former first-round pick. The Cleveland Browns have fired top executive Sashi Brown, but are keeping coach Hugh Jackson for another season, despite a 1-27 record since he took over last year. Brown has been replaced by former Kansas City general manager John Dorsey, whose Chiefs went 43-21 and reached the playoffs 3 times in 4 seasons from 2013 to 2016. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.